USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is denying a New York Times report that he asked the former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of the case involving his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Matt Whitaker told Congress the president never pressured him to intervene in the Mueller investigation or any other. The Times reports the president asked Whitaker to replace the man overseeing the New York-based prosecution of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. Just more fake news.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says the former acting AG must come back to, quote, clarify his testimony. A House committee is launching an investigation into whistleblower claims that White House officials wanted to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. This was despite objections from national security and ethics officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump says he's confident he'll win a legal battle with 16 state attorneys general who have filed suit to overturn his declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico.
In fact, I hear the Democrats want to take down all walls along the southern border. And if they do that, you're going to have a very different country. But they're not going to do that. They wouldn't. First of all, they won't do it because they know it's wrong. They know walls are necessary, maybe more than we do.
Gas prices are going up. Here's John Clements with more.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding a U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
I'm John Clements.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Health experts are concerned a disease that kills deer could spread to humans. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Just a few weeks ago, the CDC issued an advisory concerning chronic wasting disease in deer, elk, and moose, saying that it was unlikely to affect humans. But now that disease, which has been found in those animals in 24 states and two Canadian provinces, is said to be a possible threat to humans who eat the meat from the animals that are infected. Chronic wasting disease affects animals' brains and spinal cords, and it's sometimes called the zombie deer disease. Most cases have been reported in states near the Rockies as well as the upper Midwest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bernie Sanders is now in the running. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After months of deliberation, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's running for president in 2020. He joined CBS this morning and was asked about his age and if that will be a factor.
I think, you know, when we look at people, whether they're old or they're young, you got to look at the totality of the person. I'm sure you have bumped into people who are 90 who do great work. You have bumped into people who are 45 or 50. You got to wake up because they're falling asleep all of the time. I have been blessed, thank God. I'm going to knock, this is wood, I'm going to knock on it with good health and with good energy. I was a cross-country runner, a long-distance runner when I was a kid, and I've been running hard, in a sense, since then.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.